Chad, I just want to be clear. The next couple weeks, are you discussing third base a lot internally?
So well done. Matt Shaw and Matt Spiegel got together last night at Wildfire for the Cubs on Deck series. How'd that go?
So well. I love that series. Appreciate Wildfire and Huntington Bank for putting it together. And, you know, it's 60 minutes with a Cub in a room with like 70 people, 75 people, and you're not broadcast. And so it can get comfortable. It can get funny. That dude was really good. I did not expect him to be a great talker in that setting. I have not really talked to him much in the clubhouse. I don't know if you have or if any of our guys have, but he was funny. He was smooth. He was self-aware. He was comfortable. He was easy to like and easy to believe in. You know what I mean? You could see it from the scouting perspective. It's like, oh, I get why everybody has always liked you. I get that. That's just coming off him. He brought up the dropped pop-up on his own from yesterday.
What did he say about it?
After, because I was praising a question about praising his defense. He's like, oh, he didn't. Must not have seen the game today. Then
where are your flip downs at, son?
He said he didn't lose it in the sun.
Liar.
He said I just missed it. Didn't lose. Lawrence Holmes said he didn't lose it in the sun. He just missed it. And in the Q&A later, you'd like this, that a dude asked him about Dansby calling him off of a pop-up the night before. And because it clearly looked like Shaw was a little miffed at that. And he was talking about it. And he said, no, Dansby's got a right for all those balls, especially because he knows how it plays there. And he said, you got to understand, at dusk at Wrigley, you can lose the ball like that. Like if you look down, when you look back up, no baseball. It's gone. At dusk at Wrigley. So Dansby didn't look down, just took it and got out of and Shaw got out of his way. Massachusetts kid, loved Pedroia growing up. That was his guy, was Dustin Pedroia.
Petey.
And then when he got to high school, it was Mookie. It was all about Mookie. And so those are two pretty good models.
If you're gonna start thinking about baseball players to model yourself after, and you're that size,
mm-hmm.
those are two really good guys to do that.
Yeah, I think so. The laser show of Pedroia's BP, and then Mookie's just is everything.
Mookie is an all-around player.
Yes.
One of the best of this generation.
We talked lots of mechanics and his need to make so many changes in a short time in his life. You know, he had to make the changes at the beginning of the year when they sent him back down to Iowa. And so I ran down them just to be sure. I'm like, all right, Matt, let's talk about this, because he brought him up. I'm like, when you went down to the minors, you stood more upright. He's like, yeah. I'm like, did you get a little closer to the plate? He's like, yeah, a little. And you lessened the leg kick, right? He said, yeah. I said, anything else? No. And I said, well, what'd you learn? He said, I didn't realize that the leg kick was affecting so many other parts of my swing. So Mr. Validation, Lawrence Holmes, I set that. Mm-hmm. Set that. Yes, and Ron Coomer as well.
Well,
he hadn't realized that the leg kick was affecting the head and other parts of his swing.
Yeah, it's pretty dramatic, that leg kick of his.
Yeah, not anymore. Not anymore.
And not anymore. But when he was coming up, like, it's like, oh wow, that can be exploited. And it was.
Well,
and he fixed it. And I'm glad that the Cubs sent him down there and he did the work. And that it's working out for him. And this thing that's happened, like, while a lot of the other guys in the Cubs lineup have been ice cold since the All-Star break, it hasn't been Matt Shaw.
Because there was another batch of adjustments.
Ooh.
Before the All-Star break, when they sat him down for those 3 days. And a lot of us were like, ooh, maybe they don't believe in Matt Shaw. Maybe they're going to be up there in the Suarez conversation or whatever. What was happening is that they were giving him more adjustments. I asked him, like, did you stand more upright? And he said, yeah. I said, were your hands higher? He said, yeah. So your bat was flatter on the shoulder? He said, yeah. And I said, a little bit more of an open stance? And he said, yeah, that was the big one. So he opened his stance up, and that kind of changed his ability to turn on the inside stuff and to turn on stuff with power. And you've seen, like, the power and the slug has exploded for Matt Shaw since the break, and that stuff is why.
I'm happy that it's worked out for him, and his defense, dropping the pop-up is whatever. His defense has been pretty terrific at third base. From an eye test, I haven't looked at any of the fielding stats on this, but just from an eye test, he's looked pretty comfortable. He's made good throws. He's made some plays that I wasn't quite sure he was capable of.
Me too. And then we just talked a bunch of, lighter stuff, which was fun. He said the funniest teammate is Seiya Suzuki in a nonverbal way.
I'm not surprised by that at all.
Like he said, just like constantly, Seiya will walk by you and do something, and it just breaks you up, like time after time after time. He's got a young wife. They're very young, both of them, obviously. She was there. They're adorable. Christine met the wife beforehand, and Christine's a good OG wife to talk to them about marriage, and some of that was going on. So Shaw said his wife likes to come on road trips, likes to travel on some, but not on the bad road trips, like
Milwaukee,
Tampa,
St. Louis.
St. Louis, Alex Kuhn, you are a winner.
It's hot
and
muggy.
And
there's nowhere to eat.
There's nothing to do. There's probably some stuff to do, but
Farrow's Donuts, downtown St. Louis. If you're going to go see Cubs and Cardinals this weekend, Farrow's Donuts.
And don't forget, Pappy's Smokehouse.
That's exactly right.
But Matt Shaw burying St. Louis last night.
St. Louis. Yeah. So boring.
There it is. He also said that somebody asked a question at the end about the social interactions at first base, right? And he had a couple stories which killed me about the social interactions. One, he said, Carlos Santana, the 16-year veteran for Cleveland. So Carlos Santana was just looking at him like, how long you been in the big leagues? And he's like, I'm a rookie. It's my first time. Santana just nodded, and Shaw takes off on a lead, comes back. Santana's not saying anything, takes off on a lead. Another batter comes. Shaw takes off on a lead, comes back. And then there's three outs. And as Santana's running off, he looks at Matt Shaw and he says, I've been in the league for 16 years.
I love that as a question from the person at Wildfire. Like, we should be setting Nico up with that. We should, game plan and scout the opponent. Like, hey, what do we want to know at first base this week? And like, that's really good.
All right. Do we think that means that Carlos Santana was expecting Matt to be like,
that's what I thought.
How about you? How long you been in the bigs?
Yeah. Like, this is what we do here. I talk to you about how long you've been in the bigs, and then you ask me. And Carlos Santana's waiting on the question. It doesn't come. And then kind of passive-aggressively, he's like, I've been in the league 16 years. So, doesn't say anything else, just runs off the field.
So now we know why Carlos Santana, other than the paycheck, is hanging around, still raking and getting on base. He just likes being a big leaguer.
He likes being asked
about it.
Well, speaking of that, the other social interaction that Shaw brought up, is that great? He brought up, he said, catchers. Some catchers will be like, hey, man, how you doing? I'm like, welcome in, right? Like, Lawrence, you were a catcher.
I didn't do any of that.
But I'm not really surprised. But it depends.
I will say as a batter, I did. Okay. As a batter, my first at bat catch. What's up? How you doing?
Right.
Everything all right?
Well, Matt says there's some catchers around the league that are like, hey, how you doing? What's going on? They say hello. So Adley Rutschman of the Orioles, they had the first moment like, hey, how are you? Oh, I'm good. Thank you. And then, Matt did his thing, and then he comes up again, and he comes up again the third time, and Adley Rutschman's looking at him again with this big smile on his face like – and Matt's thinking, like, we already said hello. We already did this. Like, what are we?
Oh, I love that. I'm not a fan of the repeat hellos throughout the course of a day.
Third at bat in, like, the fifth or sixth inning, and Rutschman's looking at him like, hey, we're having a moment.
What's up, buddy?
And Matt's like, no, I'm just playing the game now. I'm kind of done with all that. But he said he's since found out that Adley Rutschman must be just a very nice man. A very kind, nice man.
I know there are some batters, if they know the catcher well, they'll tap their shin guards in their first at bat just to say what's up to them, like that sort of thing. Like there's a lot, but yeah, maybe Adley's like looking for a friend. I don't know.
That's the thing. It just revealed so much about both those stories, revealed so much about them as people, didn't it? Adley's just like, hey, how are you?
But the other thing is like if you're Matt Shaw, like you're trying to like navigate this entire ecosystem. Yes. So you're like, yes. I'm also trying to play baseball.
Right. I'm trying to focus on that.
Yeah. So I don't know what some of the social cues are.
Totally.
And I want to make sure I get them right. But I'm also trying to not get picked off of first base.
Yes. I'm trying not to get, you know, blown away by a fastball at 98 over my eyes.
Correct. So yeah. I can see, like, multiple sides of this. So, like, Adley Rush would be like, hey, what's up, man? Yeah. Hey, I remember you from a couple weeks ago. What's up, man? How you been?
You still doing good? You were doing good a couple innings ago.
How's this going for you?
Everything's still all right for you? Yeah. It's just, man. Like,
and then Matt Shaw, like, in his mind, be like, why are you looking at me? This is, like, weirdo?
These socially awkward moments in the middle of a baseball game just made me giggle. So, yeah, enjoyed him very much and his willingness to share some of that stuff. Because he's a kid out there trying to figure it all out, man.
So what you're saying is that the Cubs on Deck series is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I love when we do those kind of things.
So what you're saying
Baseball After Dark.
So if we were, let's say, at the Budweiser Brickhouse in Wrigleyville.
Oh, yeah.
And someone wanted to come and see us interact themselves with Nico Horner.
I would strongly recommend it.
On August 9th. Yes. And realize
19th even.
19th, sorry. August 19th. And realize that we are going to be on from 10 until 2.
Whoa, show swap.
Yeah, we're doing a show swap so that we can be there where Nico is going to be with us on August 19th at noon. That someone who will want to come to that On Deck series powered by Verizon, the most reliable 5G in Chicago, visit your local Verizon store today. They should call right now to 312-540-0670. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
If you're caller number 6, you're going to come and hang out with us and Nico.
Yeah, let me tell you, and that one will be broadcast. And but you'll get to meet Nico and hang out, and he's like, oh, he's totally cool during the breaks and stuff, because that's just like who he is. And this thing last night, there were some contest winners sitting right there at the table with Christine. It was like, and they were talking about stuff. It's like, that's... So if you're listening and you're like, oh man, sometimes they have contests. Sometimes they end up being really cool events, and then we get to meet you and get to hang out. So
August 19th, Brickhouse Tavern.
Yep.
Noon for Nico. Us 10 to 2 that day, switching out with middays for just that day.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna have ourselves a time, and we hope that you are the person that won.
And so, yeah, I mean, add them to the list. There's like a pile of very congenial and likable dudes on that particular team.
Now, I agree with you. That's that clubhouse. Like, I was over there a couple of weeks ago. I was there. It's a very friendly vibe. And I'm a helicopter guy. Like, it's, I'm not there every day. But even talking to the people that are there every day, it's like, yeah, this group is a good group to be around and deal with.
Now, we'll see how many games they can win.
And we'll see if it changes. We'll see if it changes now that there's some pressure on this group.
But, you know, it's funny because, like, we were talking about that with him, and he's just a rookie, but he's like, as solid as our group is, like, everybody's just the same dude each day. Like, it's just...
That's good.
There's just no questions asked as everybody comes in. Yeah, I mean... Things can get tighter in a season. We've all seen that. Do we get any confirmation that they went out and like, did Craig set up the party at a karaoke bar? Like, did anything happen? Last night would have been the night to do it.
It's been a good night because it's a short trip. You can make it in 45 minutes after everything is packed up and all that stuff. Because where would you rather hang out? Would you rather hang out in Chicago or St. Louis?
I'll let my sewage be the answer to that. My sewage tells me the answer, and my sewage goes to St. Louis before I do.
They've got legitimate beef about that. That's legitimate. I don't like a lot of things about St. Louis.
Yeah, just stop there.
But they've got legitimate beef about that.
I don't know.
It's legit.
I don't.
We should apologize.
So. Really?
Yeah.
Just because we were better at engineering in the early 1900s?
It's kind of a sinister way to do engineering. Here, take all of our sewage, St. Louis.
Yeah, just go ahead.
Enjoy that.
You take it.
Yeah.
You have it. We don't want it.
And have it shape the history of your city. That's a legit beef that they have, and they have earned it.
I don't know, sir. I'm just going to rejoice in my Chicago summer. Thank you very much.
It's pretty nice,
enjoy,
right?
Enjoy the crystal clear water out there. In the lake.
I was driving through the city last night down here during the fireworks. folks, we got to stop parking on the shoulder of Lakeshore Drive. It's a little dangerous. Someone was parallel parking on the shoulder of Lakeshore Drive.
So stop and watch the Navy Pier fireworks.
Yes. Like, sir.
Yeah, that ain't right.
That's not what you're supposed to be doing.